Well, Britain says it has banned the militant group Al-Nusra Front, which is fighting against the government of Bashar al-Assad in Syria. London says Al-Nusra is nothing more than an alternative name for Al-Qaeda, which has been long outlawed. Britain's latest measure means membership in the extremist group will, from now on, be considered a criminal offense. To discuss this further, we're being joined by Michael Chisadovsky. He's with the Center for Research on Globalization in Montreal. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Professor Chisadovsky. Now, looking at how the Britain is calling Al-Nusra Front nothing but another name for Al-Qaeda, one has to ask, what took them so long to recognize this?
Well, this is a very important question. I should mention that the United States had already put Al-Nusra on the State Department list. The United Nations Security Council, of which Britain is a member, has Al-Nusra on their terrorist list. So that in effect, I think that Britain is simply towing the line and putting this terrorist organization on the blacklist while at the same time supporting them covertly in violation of their own anti-terrorist legislation. And this is true for Britain, but it's also true for the United States and several other countries which openly support the Al-Nusra affiliate to Al-Qaeda via the so-called Supreme Military Council of the Free Syrian Army.
Well, that's an interesting point you raise there, because even though Al-Nusra Front is on multiple terrorist lists by these Western governments, they're still continuing to support, fund, and send arms and other equipment to the insurgents fighting against the President Bashar al-Assad's government. And they have no idea who these arms are falling into. And of course, Al-Nusra Front is getting these arms, it is getting the equipment, and it is getting the funding.
Well, they know in whose hands these weapons fall, because Al-Nusra is the only relevant military or entity or paramilitary entity in Syria which is currently fighting government forces. So that in effect all the aid or most of the military aid from US and allied forces, including the United Kingdom, is in fact channeled through the Supreme Military Council to Al-Nusra. And I should mention also that Al-Nusra is being trained in the use of chemical weapons. And in fact, that training is often entrusted to private security companies, in other words, mercenary companies and British mercenary companies. Now, there's another dimension to this release concerning Al-Nusra by the British authorities. In a ceremony which took place, I believe, yesterday, when the Chief of Staff, Sir General David Richards, took leave of the armed forces, he emphasized that Britain should not only continue to support the rebels, in fact, what he meant by that, but he didn't say it explicitly, Al-Qaeda rebels, but at the same time, General Sir David Richards emphasized that a no-fly zone was not enough, it's not enough, and what should be contemplated is an all-out ground war, implying, in effect, the illegal land invasion of a sovereign country. And he was very explicit on that. He said, we should support the rebels, but we should also send in ground forces into Syria. Now, whether this is his personal position or whether it is actually the position of Britain's top military brass remains to be established. But it suggests that the UK must be prepared to go to war with Syria in violation of international law, not only by supporting an illegal terrorist organization, namely Al-Nusra, but also contemplating actions which would imply sending in ground forces again in support of the alliance's foot soldiers, al-Nusra, which are trained and financed out of Qatar and Saudi Arabia.
Okay, thank you very much. That was Professor Michael Chuzadovsky with the Center for Research on Globalization. I'd like to thank you for joining us here on Press TV, sir.